It's Monday, December 28th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to Asia News, Bangladesh's Christian community celebrated the Christmas holiday amid tight security. Security measures were announced in the days leading up to Christmas after leaders of the Christian community met with security forces. The Dhaka Metropolitan Police Commissioner said, quote, "We have taken proper security measures for Christmas and New Year's celebrations. We will keep fire and ambulance services ready near Christmas, near churches with many police officers deployed. No roadside vendors will be allowed near churches. Churchgoers will be searched with metal detectors and other security instruments before entering. For security reasons, all bags are prohibited in churches," end quote. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Though usually a mere formality, the January 6th vote to certify the presidential election results offers a theoretical avenue for contesting specific electoral votes in extraordinary cases, an avenue that a handful of Republican lawmakers have voiced interest in exploring to overturn former Vice President Joe Biden's 306-232 Electoral College victory, reports LifeSiteNews.com. According to the Congressional Research Service, quote, "Objections to individual state returns must be made in writing by at least one member each of the Senate and House of Representatives. If an objection meets these requirements, the joint session recesses and the two houses separate and debate the question in their respective chambers for a maximum of 2 hours. The two houses then vote separately to accept or reject the objection. They then reassemble in joint session and announce the results of their respective votes. An objection to a state's electoral vote must be approved by both houses in order for any contested votes to be excluded," end quote. WorldNetDaily.com reports that Republican Congressman Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Jody Heiss, Brian Babin, Ted Budd, Andy Biggs, and Lance Gooden have declared their intentions to challenge the results so far, as do incoming Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cawthorn. While no Senate Republicans have officially committed to the effort yet, Senator Rand Paul and incoming Senator Tommy Tuberville have hinted at the possibility. Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas said, quote, "We must stand up for the tens of millions of Americans who want answers to the irregularities surrounding this election. It is our duty to ensure the integrity of our election is unwavering, and the American people deserve to feel confident their vote matters," end quote. Two Minnesota lawmakers have called for an investigation of the state's COVID-19 mortality data after finding that hundreds of recent deaths were misattributed to the virus, reports LifeSiteNews.com. State Senator Scott Jensen and State Representative Mary Franson, both Republicans, released a video last week pressing officials to, quote, "audit the death certificates," end quote, in light of discrepancies uncovered by Franson. After being given the raw files from the Minnesota Department of Health on the death certificates, Franson said, quote, "My team and I listed several examples of records where COVID is the underlying condition and where COVID is only mentioned," end quote. Listen to Representative Scott Jensen's summary.
"We looked at 2,800 death certificate data points, but of those, what we found was that 2,000 of them had COVID-19 as the underlying cause of death, but 800 did not. That would mean that we've had the number inflated by 40%.
Here are some of the examples documented by Representative Mary Franson.
"We have an auto accident. The passenger was ejected from the vehicle, but there was COVID in the system, so therefore it counted as a COVID death. I have other examples where COVID isn't the underlying cause of death, where we have a fall. Another example of, we have a freshwater drowning, we have dementia, we have a stroke, and multi-organ failure."
Representative Jensen explained that the explosive information they uncovered is not quibbling.
We are not trying to be political. We are just trying to follow facts. These facts you got didn't come from some secret treasure trove. This came from the Department of Health.
Which that information is public data. Anybody can request that data.
Despite the fact that Exodus 20 verse 16 says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor," it is clear that the Minnesota Department of Health is lying about the COVID death rate. Joe Biden has delivered a Christmas video address in which he gave the depressing message that the nation's, quote, darkest days, end quote, lie ahead, and further demonstrated his alignment with the globalist Great Reset plan.
Here's the simple truth. Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us, not behind us. So we need to prepare ourselves to steel our spines. As frustrating as it is to hear, it's going to take patience, persistence, and determination to beat this virus. There'll be no time to waste in taking the steps we need to turn this crisis around. My administration will start to do this its part on our first day in office with masking requirements, a new strategy for testing, accelerated protection, protective gear.
Biden gave no indication as to what those ominous-sounding masking requirements or protective gear would mean exactly. In a striking contrast to Biden's doom and gloom Christmas message, President Trump's Christmas message was joyful and uplifting.
Above all, during the sacred season, our souls are full of thanks and praise for Almighty God for sending us Christ, His Son, to redeem the world. Tonight we ask that God will continue to bless this nation, and we pray that He will grant every American family a Christmas season full of joy, hope, and peace.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 28th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.